Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of December 24th, 2022. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to all of our listeners. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. We remind folks that we have respite care weekends available throughout each month, and we also have emergency respite care available 24/7, 365 days a year. So when a family with a special needs child has an emergency, they can call up Camp Courageous at any hour, and we'll be there to help them out. 4,604 campers were served in 2022, a huge increase over last year and the past couple years. So it's nice to get back on track. And once again, 4,604 campers were served at Camp Courageous during the past year. Our travel campers spent last week in beautiful Orlando, taking in some of the wonderful theme parks down there. The campers came from Reach for Your Potential, Systems Unlimited, Handicapped Development Center in down the Quad Cities, and many other areas. The itinerary included visits to Universal Studios, Volcano Bay, Islands of Adventure Park, and much more. Campers once again had a great time, and no place better considering our weather out there today than being down in Orlando. Programs this past week, it was a real special treat to have Bill and Tammy Post of West Des Moines personally deliver a check to Camp Courageous as part of Bill's Grandmaster program. Bill Post was served as Grandmaster of Masons in Iowa for the year 2021. Bill and Tammy were often seen at Camp Courageous volunteering for the pancake breakfast, the omelet breakfast, and open houses. Just a super couple, a super organization, and we are grateful for this wonderful donation as part of Bill's time as Grandmaster of Masons in Iowa. Also this past week, we had Jim Burns stop out. Jim is the International Engineering Manager for Musco Lighting. And Jim has a fascinating background, and he's out here at camp kind of checking out our lighting and seeing where Musco might be able to assist us. Two of the biggest projects that Jim has had over the years is he lit up Mount Rushmore, where they worked with Cheryl Schreiber, who used to be the director of the National Parks at Hoover here in Iowa. And he also lit up the White House. And so he's done some huge projects, and we're very, very grateful that Jim Burns, who's originally from Marion, is here at Camp Courageous helping us out with our lighting projects. Fundraisers ending here towards the end of the year include Donutland, where they did the roundup for the whole month of December. Great donuts there at Donutland at both the Center Point Road or the Williams Boulevard, located in Cedar Rapids or First Avenue Store in Iowa City. A big thank you to Jeff and Melora for thinking of Camp Courageous for roundup during the month of December for this year. The Camp Courageous Volkswagen bus raffle is coming to an end very quickly. We'll be selling the last of the tickets on the 30th before noon, and the drawing will be on noon on the 31st. As Camp Courageous celebrated its 50th anniversary in 2022, we also decided it would be pretty neat to raffle off a 1971 Volkswagen van. Kind of the fascinating story behind this, my son was out in California. He had a friend that was in San Diego, and she used this van to go to and from work every day. She was interested in selling it to raise some money for her to do a little project of a big, huge hike. And so my son Chad phoned up and said, "Hey, Dad, remember you always wanted a Volkswagen van?" And I said, "I don't really remember that." But the next thing you know, I got a Volkswagen van. So we stripped it down and painted it candy apple red. And Brad Johnson there at Custom Auto Rebuilders in Marion did all the just a beautiful paint job. The top of it is white. Everything's restored to the way it was. During this time, we also ordered a lot of new parts. And after restoring it, we decided, hey, what am I going to do with a 1971 van? So we donated it to Camp Courageous, and Camp Courageous spent the past year raffling it off. A big thank you also to Tom Boggy from Oak Street Manufacturing, who did the finishing and interior work, and Steve Davis up in Hopkinton that provided a lot of signs for the van. What was really neat about it is that we got a phone call out here at Camp Courageous, and somebody saw where we had this red van, and they asked whether or not they could borrow it for a day. And this person worked for Fox Sports, and it was going to be part of the Field of Dreams ball game that was going up in Dyersville. So they used it for a promotion, and they had Fox personalities, David Ortiz, Alex Rodriguez, Johnny Bench, and Kevin Burkhardt as a little skit on the Field of Dreams. And if you have a chance to go to Camp Courageous' website at campcourageous.org/71VW, you can see the video that they shot on that. And once again, this coming Friday at 12 noon will be the last opportunity to buy tickets. The drawing will be December 31st. You need not be present to win. It'll be at 12 noon at the Durgan Pavilion. And once again, you can go to Facebook, to Camp Courageous' website, and see the drawing. And we're looking forward to that. Camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, is now year-round. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. That stock up there is constantly changing. I was up there this past Tuesday. Really enjoy the wonderful volunteers we have up there working away for Camp Courageous. The Cedar Rapids Gazette gives back. If you go to the Camp's website or you go to the Gazette and you vote for Camp Courageous, that gives us the opportunity to have some free advertisement throughout the year. Fruitcakes are virtually out of. You want to check our website as far as fruitcake locations. There's still Cocoa Bombs out there and available throughout the area. Our need for the week is paper products. 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper, toilet paper, paper towel, anything paper would be wonderful. Our sympathy goes out to the family of John Green. John Green was a member of the Kiwanis Club in Iowa City, super supportive of Camp Courageous, one of the most nicest people you ever want to meet. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come, and the very best of holidays and a Merry Christmas tomorrow. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.